This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. The Monterey County Environmental Health Bureau told the Board of Supervisors this week that the county doesn't have the resources to compile its own human health risk assessment about the Moss Landing battery fire. Instead, they plan to work with Vistra Energy, the company responsible for the fire. Monterey County Supervisor Kate Daniels raised questions about a possible conflict of interest.
How can we assure the public that even though it's Vistra that is completing the human health risk assessment, the results will be evaluated by our state agencies?
The Health Bureau said partner agencies and the county will stay involved. Building demolition at the site of the fire might begin within the month, but the batteries themselves could take much longer to deal with. Meanwhile, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife tested soil in Elkhorn Slough in late April. They reported contaminant levels below worker exposure thresholds set by the State Department of Toxic Substances Control and US EPA. And from our California newsroom partner, LAist, LEU reports on paternity leave increases.
When California first offered paid family leave as a state 2 decades ago, less than 20% of claims were from men. Now that figure has gone up to 44%. Molly Weston Williamson took a look at the data for a report published by the group Paid Leave for All.
Claims are going up from everybody, but what's really driving that overall increase is this gigantic increase in claims from men.
The data shows fathers who make lower incomes are still less likely to take family leave. And Williamson says that many parents don't know about the benefits they can get from the state. Starting this year, California increased the amount of money for new moms and dads. For LAist, I'm LEU.
This is KAZU News.